And we'll go ahead and continue with Arizona State coach Herm Edwards. The Sun Devils are home hosting Stanford on Thursday night. We'll take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And our first question comes from the line of Ted Sobel, Sports U.S. Radio.
Coach, always a pleasure to speak with you. And I'm wondering, are there been any surprises at all that you've seen since coming back to college? And not necessarily from your own coaching standpoint, but just things you hadn't seen in a while, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, this is a little different than I expected.
Well, I think, obviously, I really never recognized sitting from afar. You know, the length of college football, the games are longer, and you always wondered why. And when I found out that it was 20 timeouts, 20 commercial breaks or something, and I went 20, they said, yeah, coach, 20. I said, oh, that's why it's so long. But I think what I've enjoyed the most coming back is the is walking into different stadiums and enjoying the atmosphere, the college atmosphere of the tradition of certain schools, the things they do during the course of the game. I mean, it's just, it's unique. You know, that's what makes college football so unique. And really enjoyed visiting other campuses. Now, we haven't played very good on the road, so we got to get that fixed. But it's been, that's been a lot of fun for me.
How about hosting Stanford this week? This is going to be your toughest Pac-12 matchup thus far this year.
Yeah, it is. And it starts with their head coach, David Shaw. I think is one of the better college coaches in college football. He's been there, what, now 8 seasons, and I know David does an excellent job with his football team. They're always prepared. The very physical football team. You know, the ingredients that this team really has in its DNA is there's some toughness about them. They play good defense, and obviously they run the football, and those things travel well. And that's kind of their hallmark. Now, they've passed it a little bit more probably in some of these games due to the fact they've been behind in the first quarter. And I think, you know, the bye week, they'll look at all those things as we've done as well, self-scout. But this is a very, very good football team and a physical football team too.
Always appreciate the time, and our mutual friend, Mr. Tunney, says hello.
Okay, yeah, I talked to him last week.
You got it, man. Take care.
All right.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one. And our next question comes from the line of Kevin Dana, Pac-12.com.
Coach, just curious, obviously you guys weren't on the same staff, but David Shaw does have an NFL background. I was curious if you guys were familiar with each other from your NFL days.
No, I actually knew his dad, Willie. I go back to his father, Willie, you know, and his coaching reign, and you know, and have met David, have done a couple of events with David, and that's kind of where we've connected. You know, and yeah, he was here too, I believe, at one time. So, you know, as I said, you know, I have a lot of respect for him and what he's been able to accomplish there at Stanford. Every year, it just seems like they're always in the thick of things, and that's you know, they understand their DNA. They have a great, they do a great job of recruiting the type of athletes that fit what they like to do in the classroom as well as on the football field. So that's credit to him and his staff.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one.
Sounds like that's it. Any other questions for coach? Go follow up from Ted.
All right.
Coach, thoughts about the Pac-12 now having a team in the Final Four is looking more unlikely. How disappointing is that overall?
Well, I think, you know, I think all of a sudden college football has gotten to a point to where if you don't arrive in the Final Four, it, you know, people say, well, that's a – I don't know if they look at that, well, then you're not one of the better teams. I don't buy into all that. I think, you know, any team, in my opinion, that is in one of the better bowl games has done something. You know, I mean, and I just think with all this – you're not in the Final Four. You know, that's very difficult. That's like NFL teams going to the Super Bowl. okay? And I've been in that league 30 years, and I went to one Super Bowl, by the way, and lost two championship games. 99% of all the players never go to a Super Bowl. And I think sometimes, you know, we look at this being in the Final Four now, it's very difficult. It is a hard road to travel because there's so many things that can happen. And in college football, you know, it's kind of unique because there's always – I don't know if it's there's always an upset brewing, it seems like, every Saturday, right? There's a surprising score. And everybody looks at it and goes, oh, man. And then it almost knocks you out of the chair. You know, it's like, well, okay, well, they're out. And so I just think that I've said this, and maybe it's because of where I grew up and maybe, you know, when I look back at my college career and growing up, if you were in the Rose Bowl and you were a West Coast team, that was like – really, I like really, really, really good.
That was the like, Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, for me, and this is one of the reasons I went to Cal and didn't come to Arizona State. I was highly recruited kid coming out of high school, could have went anywhere in the country. But I wanted to go into the Pac-8 because they were going to the Rose Bowl. And I can remember those games that I would sit there and you know, watch the what was it? It was the Pac-8, and then it was the Big Ten, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Right, and those were the two teams that represented the Rose Bowl. And I was like, I grew up in that era, and I thought that was a big, really big game. It's like, and now if you're not in the Final Four, it's like, well, you haven't done anything. Well, I don't know about that. I don't agree with you.
Totally agree with you. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Good luck on Thursday night.
Thank you, partner. Appreciate you.
And our next question comes from the line of David Wharton, Los Angeles Times.
Morning, Coach.
Morning.
I want to follow up on what you were just talking about. Do you worry at all that maybe the college football playoff is, you know, de-emphasizing some really interesting football that's going on sort of below maybe the top, you know, eight teams or whatever?
Well, I think, look, all sports are about promoting themselves, and the college football has done a phenomenal job. On Saturday, you know, people are tuned in to college football, and there's a reason for that. I mean, they've done an excellent job of really creating these this Final Four thing, you know, which is similar to basketball. I get it, and I do believe this. I believe it's not going to be four. It's probably going to open up even a little bit more because people want to see this. You know, they want to see teams in this final competition of these are the best 6, 8, 10 teams, whatever it may be. And I just think when you do that with all the other bowls that are – I mean, there's a lot of nice bowls out there that teams are going to participate in. Those get overlooked. You know, it's just these final, you know, four teams or whatever it may be, and that's like – that's it. And if you're not one of those teams, and to be quite frank, there's a lot of colleges that probably have no chance to get there, right? I mean, it's just – that's the way it is. And so you could have a great season. You could win 10 games. You might have an undefeated season. But if you're not in one of those teams, you know, that they look at, that says, we look at your schedule and all those other things, you're not going to go to those bowl games.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Perfect. That'll do it for today, Herm. Appreciate your time. Good luck on Thursday night.
Thank you, partner.
Okay. We'll see you.